Yesterday, the DNR sent out information on bears. Hikers, campers, and other recreating outdoors should be aware of bears when heading outdoors, whether for a quick hike or longer camping trip. People can peacefully share the outdoors with bears by paying attention to where and when they are most likely to encounter bears. They're naturally cautious animals that avoid human contact for their safety. However, people need to do their part to prevent human-bear conflict. This includes being proactive to avoid startling bears and securing potential food sources. Learn more how to safely recreate in Minnesota at the DNR website.
I've had a number of bears in my yard over the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. They've been coming in for a bit of the suet and some of the bird seed, but lately, they've been giving me a little bit of a wider berth. My dog gets real excited when they come in the yard, and she barks very loudly, and this is especially at night, and jump out of bed and run downstairs and throw open the door, and the dog and the bear have a little race, and so far, the dog and the bear have not told me who's winning, but... The dog comes back and the bear stays away, so all is good, yeah.
I thought that was going to be a story of you keeping the dog inside away from the
goodness,
bear.
No, goodness, no. The bear, I don't think the bear has any desire to mess with the dog.
I suppose.
They're cautious animals, yeah. You know. And an animal can't just, like, go to the hospital when it's hurt. Mm-hmm. And if you get hurt, you're put at a marked disadvantage, and it might be the end of your life. It might be an infection. It might, you know, so they need to be careful, and that's kind of why bears don't generally bother people, because they look at the person and they go, that's a big animal, and if I have to tackle that, it's likely to cause me some harm. They don't realize that they are the more powerful animal in the encounter. They just look at you and they go, man, that's big. If I got to fight that, I stand a chance of getting injured. If I get injured, then I've got a problem I've got to deal with. And so they pretty much don't fight the dog. They don't fight me. They just want to not be, you know, they want to eat,
right?
But they don't want to have to work real hard to get that food. It's normally the time of morning when we would have our talkback line open, and of course to be honest our talkback line is open. You can call anytime. That number is 218-999-9876. Call and leave a note about something that maybe you've seen, something you found curious, something you'd like to know more about. It really doesn't matter. We just love to hear from you. During the school year, and a bit interrupted this year because of the pandemic, we encourage students from around the area to share their observations with us. And one of those schools that has been sharing observations with us for a long, long time is the North Shore Community School in Duluth. And the teacher that I initially contacted over there is a woman named Robbie Teege. And Robbie was educated in biology, and then took on the task of teaching sixth grade at this North Shore Community School. And when we talked about, we met at a curling barnspiel, and when we talked about phenology, she just lit up. And Robbie did more to help me to organize the phenology program in schools than any other person I can think of. She latched onto the idea, and she, because of her training as a teacher, she knew what needed to be done and how best to organize the time. And I have shared a PowerPoint that she put together for teachers on how to teach phenology in the classroom, and I will go on sharing that with teachers because I think it is an excellent baseline for how to teach phenology in schools. Robbie is retiring. We are not going to be hearing from her, but Robbie has tutored or mentored her partner, Lee Jackson, at this same school, and we are confident that Lee will continue the phenology program going forward over there, and we will hear more reports from the North Shore Community School again next fall. This time of year, most students aren't in school, and so they aren't driven by a taskmaster teacher like Robbie to go out and collect their phenology, but some students out there actually enjoy doing phenology. And we encourage you, if you are one of them, to break out and step up and go out on your own and send along your phenology reports from your house, from your neighborhood, things that are happening in your yard. And if you are the parent of one of these children, encourage them and help them and offer them the use of your phone to record and then send their voice recordings to us so that we can play them through the summer. We so much enjoy hearing the observations of the students that we really encourage you to step up and make this a better radio program because you bring in that student aspect. And for Robbie, thank you, dear. You have been a real rock for our program, and we will miss you. This week, we do have a final report from the North Shore Community School. Adeline is our reporter.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the weeks of May 22nd through June 5th, 2021. My name is Adeline, and I'm your phenologist for this week. On May 22nd, it was high in the 70s. Then a cold freeze moved through with temperatures down to 23 degrees. It caused many new leaves to die on the oak trees in our area, as well as many of our yard plants. Bleeding hearts, hostas, and garden vegetables we set out were killed by the freeze. Many shrubs are flowering now, like service berries and chokecherries. Finn's crabapple trees are blooming with tons of white flowers all over his lawn. The first lupins were in bloom on June 2nd. The first bobolinks arrived on Sunday the 23rd. They're the only bird in our area that have yellow and white on their back, as well as a cap on their head and a dark body below. They also sound like R2-D2 from Star Wars. The recording we played before was of this bird. Nora saw an American bittern while getting water from our school pond for the tadpoles in our preschool. Amy has a robin's nest on her playset again this year, and it has four blue eggs in it. Bluebirds have been strangely absent from our area this year. This is due to the below freezing temps seen in many southern states where these birds winter over. The residents down there found many dead birds in their bird boxes where they had tried to hide from the extreme cold. Finn noticed a ton of mosquitoes at his house. Black flies are also swarming at dusk. The first monarchs of the year were a welcome sight as they floated on the warm, humid air on Saturday the 22nd. William saw a monarch butterfly when he got off the bus on Tuesday the 25th. Several people have seen the little blue butterflies around the last 2 weeks. The large yellow and black swallowtail butterflies and the mid-sized checker spots are also flying about. Watch soon for the glowing lights of the lightning bug beetles. A few bumblebees have been seen, but their numbers appear low this year. William saw a black bear in his neighbor's yard on its hind legs eating their bird seed out of the bird feeder. It was about 6 feet on its hind legs. Many Franklin's ground squirrels are scurrying across yards and roads too. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Adeline. A lovely report. Lots of great things in there. 23 degrees. My neighbor Marvin had 24. I had 27. Any way you cut that frost, it was a hard frost, and a lot of plants perished. Tune in to the phenology show coming up in about 25 minutes, and we will be talking about some of the plants and some of the reason for the damage to those plants as a result of the frost. Bobolinks, bitterns, bluebirds, lots of bees, and monarchs, Canada tiger swallowtails, and checker spot butterflies. Great report. Thank you. Our final report this morning comes from Sandy, who called from McGregor.
Hi, this is Sandy Miller from McGregor, and I have a question for John Latimer. He's so good about helping recognize things. I've got this little plant growing in my lawn. It has a long stem. It's not a grass that I'm aware of. Kind of a fuzzy round stem, leaves opposite, and they're kind of long, almost long oval. It has a white flower. It has, it looks like four petals, but they're in clusters. Looks like clusters of two, and it has a little yellow center. I have these all over my lawn, and I have no clue what they are. They're just pretty as the dickens.
Sandy, boy, a picture is worth a thousand words. I think, just from your description, that it might have been chickweed. But the yellow center has me thrown off a little bit. And there's another one called Speedwell, which is also of that sort of plant. But send me along a picture and I'll do better.
Coming up, we'll have news headlines. This is KAXE Grand Rapids, KBXE Bagley, Bemidji.